An RCMP incident that ended in the deaths of a Surrey couple in 2019 was the worst call Corporal Frankie Penny has ever been a part of. Penny testified Thursday, April 18, at a coroner's inquest into the deaths of Nona Marnie McEwen, 45, and her boyfriend Randy Crossan, 48. The inquest, which started on Tuesday, April 16, is underway at Coroner's Court in Burnaby. Penny was a ground team leader of the Emergency Response Team, ERT, that was called to a hostage-taking scene in Whalley on March 29, 2019, when McEwen and Crossan were both killed by police. Brandon McEwen, Nona McEwen's son, called 911 and said he believed Crossan had a gun and his mom was not safe. Police officers were called to the scene around 10 p.m. on March 28 with the report of a woman being held in the house. The emergency response team was initiated around 12:30 a.m., Penny said. He had just come off a shift, working from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. that night, when he received the call. By the time Penny arrived, police had not been able to confirm a woman was inside the house. The impression that I got from general duty, police, at that time was that they weren't sure what they were dealing with. They run out of options and they called ERT as a precautionary measure because they needed our help to figure out what was going on, Penny said. Penny gave a play-by-play of police operations prior to the shooting. Penny was the first ERT member to arrive on the scene at around 12:50 a.m. on March 29. Events escalated just after 2 a.m., when Penny and Const. Andrew Michaud were at the backside of the house. Penny was tasking Michaud with taking over the rear of the residence. As they were walking back to the front, they recalled hearing a loud bang and something fired in the direction of him and Michaud. He did not see something come out of the window, Penny testified, but he heard it. There was a little bit of confusion as to what that was, what direction it came from, and as we kind of gathered more intel, we came to the conclusion that something was fired at us from the direction of the target residence, Penny said. Shortly after that, Penny saw a male stick what he believed to be his right arm out a window, holding what was believed to be a black pistol. He was pointing it in the direction of the armored vehicle, and I could just hear him being pretty irate, and I couldn't really ascertain exactly what he was saying other than obviously he wanted the police to leave his property, Penny said. At that time, they still did not have confirmation that anyone else was in the house besides Crossan. It was not until after 3 a.m. that police heard a female voice from inside the home, but Penny was not sure what she said. About 10 to 15 minutes later, he heard McEwen say, "I'm okay." Things progressed throughout the night, Penny said. Less lethal weapon not an option, officer testifies. A Surrey-based police watchdog, the Independent Investigations Office, in 2020 found the RCMP's emergency response team blameless in the shooting deaths of McEwen and Crossan. Authorities say Crossan was holding McEwen against her will in her rented home. Penny testified Thursday that police did not use a less lethal weapon, such as a taser, for multiple reasons. It would be very improper for police in any circumstances, including this one, to utilize a less lethal option when faced with a threat of grievous bodily harm or death, Penny said. A less lethal option, such as a taser, would only be deployed if the subject had assaultive behavior. The mantra we say when we're training tasers is, expect them to fail and be pleasantly surprised when they work, Penny said. It comes down to a timing piece, Penny said. By them, essentially wasting time on a less lethal option, basically, I'll use the analogy you're bringing a knife to a gunfight, Penny said. There's a gun in play, and you know other weapons in play. The only option that an officer in any capacity would answer that with is, should, would be a lethal force option for their protection and the hostage protection. Penny stressed at several points throughout his testimony that entering the room where a hostage is being held is the last option. Penny was outside the house when a member of the ERT entered the bedroom where McEwen and Crossan were. As he and his team made their way to the front door, they could hear shooting. Read more. The hardest call I ever did, ERT commander testifies at inquest. Read more. Man shot by police, terrorized, girlfriend's neighbor, inquest hears. Read more. They brought a tank, that's pretty scary, coroner's inquest told. Corporal Peter Katsumbos testified after Penny. In his testimony, he gave a brief explanation of his involvement. As a police explosive expert, he was called in to assist. Katsumbos remotely used a robot to clear the rooms and relayed over the radio that all of the rooms were clear except for one, which had the door closed. His team provided the charges and worked in conjunction with ERT team members to plan and carry out an explosive entry. The inquest is underway on the 20th floor of Metro Tower 2, with Coroner Margaret Janssen presiding. She and a jury are hearing evidence from witnesses under oath. The jury may make recommendations aimed at preventing deaths under similar circumstances but not any finding of legal responsibility. With files from Tom Zyturek.